Today, more people than ever are managing life with cancer. 15 million people in the United States are living with cancer. And according to a recent survey conducted by Pfizer of about 1,500 or so patients and caregivers, 76 of patients believe a positive outlook is essential to living with cancer. And we have with us a cancer survivor. She's also a patient ambassador with a program called This Is Living With Cancer. She joins us this morning, Cynthia Mallory. Good morning, Cynthia.
Hi, good morning, Bruce and Craig.
Let's talk about this. So Pfizer did this survey. What are some of the things they discovered from these cancer patients in this survey?
Well, mainly that most people, upon diagnosis, are incredibly overwhelmed. No surprise there. So that is kind of what I experienced myself, for sure.
Could you take us back, to that? How long ago was this that you were first diagnosed with breast cancer?
Well, I was diagnosed 3 years ago. I was in my 30s. A doctor found a lump in my breast. It turned out to be an invasive and aggressive form of breast cancer. You know, and of course, it was scary. I was relieved personally to find out what was going on with me. But it made sense with my lifestyle and family history. And now that I knew what was wrong, I knew I had to focus on treatment and healing and only the good things in life.
You talk about how you have to sort of prioritize things in your life and kind of get your family and friends on board, right?
Absolutely. Support system is everything.
So let's talk about this. I guess there's a new app tool created, This Is Living With Cancer program. What is this and how does it work?
Yeah, it's very exciting. You know, I'm very excited to be a part of Pfizer's This Is Living With Cancer. It's a campaign telling real stories of people and patients like me, survivors. And we're redefining what it looks like and what it means to be living with cancer. And Pfizer has created this wonderful app. It's a free app. It's called Living With. It helps patients and caregivers stay organized and supported all in one place, literally in your pocket. You can organize your doctor appointments, manage your moods, log everything in there, take all the notes you need, and most importantly, create a private network of trusted folks who can help you through treatment. Super important.
Do you remember how you tried to organize your appointments? Who you saw, who they were, what did they tell me? I don't remember what this appointment was for. What was it about? Did it
you know, overwhelming? It's so funny that you say that because I didn't have this app. It wasn't out back right then. So I had my notes scribbled on pieces of paper that, of course, I lost. I had different note files in my phone. And it's so overwhelming. And even if you have a best friend there helping you, it's just, we really needed an app like this. So I'm so glad that, you know, people can download Living With, and it's for free on any Apple or Android device.
Does having something like this also sort of bolster your mood along the way?
Well, the thing about moods and this app is you can log your moods so you can see how you felt yesterday or last week and look back to see if you had a bad week and you feel better today or just get to understand what your mood is. It's a way to help patients feel like they're in control of something, and that's really valuable.
How easy is something like this to use? Because obviously it's technology, and how are you able to, you know, make it work so that it's not another frustration in this whole journey?
It's super easy to use. It's gorgeously designed, super user-friendly. To create your support systems, it's kind of like your own personal little Facebook. And what's great about that is, you know, you need your support group. And not everyone wants to be public about what they're going through over Facebook. And sometimes people are shy about asking for help. So it's really easy to use. You create your social network there. People that you trust, people who will check in on you. You can schedule when a friend drops something off for you. You know, all of that stuff. It's very easy. It's gorgeous. You know, really do check it out.
So you get other people then in your network, though, you know, your family network or your network of supporters, and they are in connection with you related to maybe your appointments and that. They can either offer to take you if you need to go or remind you, or if there's issues that happen, this is some outlets too?
Exactly, and right in your pocket. It's like your friends are in your pocket the whole time, in a different way than with Facebook or other social media. There's something about everything being all in one app that's focused on your treatment and everything that's happening that just makes it that much more, you know, trustworthy and precious.
Have you started using this app now, getting it into your process then? Or
yes, absolutely. I have my two best friends in there. I text them, they text me. It's It's really easy.
Does it become sort of a non, I don't want to say this, non-cancer app in a sense? It's more of just about your life and how you're dealing with the day-to-day.
I would say it's about your healing and your staying, feeling supported. And, you know, I don't like to think of it as a cancer app. I think of it like as a social, it's a tool, you know, and I think that it's a very valuable one that's free.
Yeah, well, that can't, yeah. When you get into the medical field and some illness happens, you know, free is hard to come by in a lot of things.
That's
so it's
true.
It's a good way to help out. And I suppose it could also help out figuring out, you know, you just know whether or not you visited a doctor and you can check in if you get a bill related to that. And who was he? What did I see him for? Kind of gives you a little bit of a cross check on that. Just
yeah,
to keep things organized as well.
Absolutely.
If people want to find out about this app or more things about the survey or just the people's stories that are also posted related to this, how can they get details on it?
Oh, you can go to thisislivingwithcancer.com and on Facebook and Instagram, check out #inspirationlives.
Sounds great. Cynthia Mallorin, our guest this morning, patient ambassador and also breast cancer survivor. How are you doing, by the way, 3 years
I'm
not going?
I'm really great. I'm doing really great. Well, I'm very happy to be here talking to you.
Well, appreciate that, and then you're also helping others, too, by talking about it. Thank you again, Cynthia, for your time. Appreciate it.
Thank you so much.
Cynthia Mallorin joining us again, patient ambassador for the This is Living with Cancer.